Good morning. Sitting in for Bill Lynch, I'm Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup. 3.5 years is a long time to wait for a plane ride to freedom. Frank Reed, the second American hostage released from captivity in Lebanon in less than 2 weeks, arrived in Wiesbaden, West Germany this morning. CBS News correspondent Anthony Mason is there.
The six-hour flight from Damascus only seemed to strengthen Frank Reed's spirit. As he arrived at Rhein-Main Air Force Base this morning, he offered a kiss to the crowd and then touched free ground, which for so long was beyond his grasp. From the West, his family was already on the way. His wife, Fifi, flying in from Massachusetts with their son, Tarek, was excited about the reunion, but said it would be difficult to forget the bitterness.
You cannot be so forgetful in such a short period of time.
The Reeds' first moments together in more than 3.5 years were spent at the U.S. Air Force Hospital in Wiesbaden, where Frank Reed will rest and undergo medical tests. A preliminary examination found, not surprisingly, that Reed was weak and tired, but uncovered no major illnesses. He certainly showed a healthy appetite. Reed's first request on arrival, a Heineken and a thick steak, medium rare. Anthony Mason, CBS News, Wiesbaden, West Germany.
This is Alan Pizzi in Damascus. The first thing Frank Reed did when he had a chance to speak to the world he left behind 3.5 years ago was to be forgiving.
I want the Lebanese people to understand that you should not hold all the Lebanese people responsible for what's happened to us.
Reed, who kept his head lowered for most of his encounter with the press, said he was kept blindfolded for virtually all of the time he was held. The white-bearded 57-year-old educator would not say if he had been with other Western hostages, but often used the word we when speaking of his captivity.
There are other hostages there, but I do not want to say anything that might harm them.
Syria's efforts to win Reed's freedom earned high praise from the U.S. ambassador here.
We certainly thank Syria for the very positive role that it has played in close coordination with the Iranian government in the release of the two American hostages now. As President Bush said, we hope that there is a process here to facilitate the release of all the hostages.
Certainly Frank Reed grew more encouraged as the reality of his new freedom sank in. Whether or not others will follow his route soon is an open question. The word from Iran today is that it is now up to the U.S. government to make a gesture in response to Reed's release. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Damascus.
Malden, Massachusetts is a world away from Damascus, light years from Lebanon. But the distance and the years never really separated hostage Frank Reed from his 91-year-old mother, Leota Sprague.
I'm weeping now, but I did not sit and cry. I had a song in my heart all the time that the people who had taken him, God, somehow I prayed for them.
Traditional Moscow Muzak notwithstanding, it was a revolutionary May Day in the Soviet capital. By contrast, the observance of communism's premier holiday was a quiet one in Beijing, where the pro-democracy movement was kicking up its heels just a year ago. Martha Teichner has the Moscow story.
Moscow's traditional May Day parade today turned into a mass anti-government protest right under President Gorbachev's nose. After the usual workers' solidarity banners had passed through Red Square, thousands of counter-demonstrators surged by Lenin's tomb, where Gorbachev stood flanked not only by Communist Party leaders, but by his own advisory council, independent of the party. It was the first year counter-demonstrations were allowed to enter Red Square. Demonstrators carried Lithuanian flags and signs such as Long Live a Free Lithuania and Down with the Empire of Red Fascism. Their chanting was drowned out by loud march music blaring from speakers on the walls of the Kremlin. Soviet television abruptly ended its live broadcast when the counter-demonstration began. As Gorbachev and other leaders left the reviewing platform a few minutes later, the crowd booed. Martha Teichner, CBS News, Moscow.
This is John Cheyenne in Beijing.
1, 2, 3.
The music you hear is part of China's May Day entertainment. The lyrics of the upbeat song honor the founder of communist China, Mao Zedong. Since the Tiananmen massacre last June, the party has taken control of every facet of culture and communications. Audiences at the outdoor shows seem to ignore the liberal sprinkling of uniformed and plainclothes police among them. The public was also allowed free access to Tiananmen Square, the scene of huge pro-democracy demonstrations a year ago. As people strolled through the square enjoying their day off, columns of soldiers occasionally marched through as a high-profile reminder that no protests will be permitted. John Cheyenne, CBS News, Beijing.
After bacon and eggs with Vice President Quayle, Panama's U.S.-installed President Endara is off to meet with members of Congress in a push for $400 million in U.S. aid. In a vote last night, the Senate approved two unrelated amendments that had threatened to kill or at least delay the money bill. In Elizabeth, New Jersey this morning, mass murderer John List was given five consecutive life sentences for shooting his wife, mother, and three children to death in 1971. The head of the Texas School Teachers Union says rank-and-file members are angry, upset, and frustrated. Teachers picketed the governor's mansion in Austin after Governor Bill Clements did what they consider the wrong thing. He decided to veto a bill to raise education funding through a half-cent hike in the state sales tax. Scott Kelly reports from Dallas.
Financing of the nation's second-largest school system collapsed today when the state failed to meet a court order to bring financial equality to Texas schools. Like many other states, Texas schools are financed largely by local property taxes. Wealthy school districts offer students top facilities, while districts with a small tax base can't afford the necessary equipment or teachers. Last year, the state Supreme Court ordered Texas to equalize school funding by today. The legislature passed a bill to raise the state sales tax, but Governor Bill Clements says he will not approve new taxes and will veto the measure. This leaves the school system without financing, and many schools may have to borrow money to keep students in class. Scott Pelley, CBS News, Dallas.
President Bush won't eat you-know-what, but he really is concerned about health and physical fitness.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't get me in trouble with another vegetable, but today we're declaring war on couch potatoes.
To encourage all of us to shape up, the president kicked off the Great American Workout by pumping a bicycle, shooting baskets, and practicing his golf swing on the White House South Lawn with some help from Hollywood hunk and fitness czar Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get it going here. I can't believe it. Look at this. The Austrian ambassador is sitting over here all lazy. I cannot believe that.
You can believe that after a half hour of trading, the Dow Industrial Average was ahead 15.5 points. It's 10 after 7.